The Lord said, "It is not good for a man to be alone. I shall make a helper suitable to him." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Reverend Canon, dear members of the Society of the Sacred Heart, all dear parents of our vocations, dear faithful, at the beginning the Lord said, "It is not good for man to be alone." And so if we consider all God's great dealings with men, we find that our Lord always accomplishes His greatest works by means of a woman. Indeed, in all that concerns man's lasting happiness, God accomplishes nothing without His free choice to make use of woman. Even in the dimness of the Old Covenant, this was understood, that although in the world we might find great men, nothing could compare to the jewel of a great woman. And so the divine sage asks in the scripture, "Who shall find this valiant woman?" From the farthest ends of the earth is her price. Despite these praises of woman, we might be tempted in thinking of those first words of God with regard to the female sex, "What is impossible to think?" Namely, that the creation of woman was in the Garden of Eden somehow an afterthought. In celebrating today's feast, we are reminded that the creation of woman is by no means any afterthought. The creation of woman is rather the great forethought in the mind of God. For it is Mary's voice that we hear in today's epistle, making her own the voice of divine wisdom, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His ways. The earth, the waters, the heavens, the whole universe was not as yet made, and I was already conceived." To understand the greatness of this conception, which even before her conception in time was an eternal conception in the mind of God, we must have recourse, as did all our fathers in the faith, to comparing her to the first woman brought forth as part of God's divine plan, to that first mother of the living, to Eve. In considering that image in the garden, that at that time God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I shall make for him a helper suitable to him." We look at wondrous Eve brought forth from Adam's side and cry out, O Eva, hearken today to the Ave. O Mother, run with us today to thy fair daughter. O Mother of all the living, who had the terrible misfortune to welcome death into the world, acknowledge today with us the greater glory of her who is the mother of all those who live in Christ. O Immaculate Maiden, brought forth sinless from the side of the first Adam, while he was asleep upon the virgin earth, how much more must we now marvel at the coming of the new Eve, that virgin birth which formed the new Adam. Before the universe was made, Mary's immaculate origin was already conceived in the mind of God. Jesus is the fruit of her womb. But her redemption is the first fruit of the tree of life. For when this new Adam was asleep on the wood of the cross, the new Eve looked on as blood and water burst forth from his side, transcending all time to surround her at the moment she entered existence in the womb of her mother Anne. O dear Mother of the Old Testament, sadly clothed with the garments of shame and remembrance of sin, and subject to the cruel law of bondage, today we herald with thee the advent of Mary, mother of the new and eternal testament, who comes clothed with the garments of salvation to lead us from slavery to the glorious liberty of the children of God. And now, O sinful man, the time has come for thee to acknowledge at long last, with heartfelt gratitude, the gift that God has given thee in woman. At first, O man, you greeted this gift of God with a joyful heart. For we are told that man said, this now is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken from man. But then man soon sank into shameful excuses for his sin, daring to say to God, the woman whom thou gavest me for my companion, she gave me to eat of the tree of knowledge. Today, let every son of Adam say to God with a humble and grateful heart, Ave Maria, O Immaculate Lady, she shall be called woman, for she was taken from the side of the new Adam. Ave Eva, for she is the true mother of all the living. O great God, this woman whom thou hast given to me to be my queen, my mother, my most suitable helper, my friend and companion, she has given me the fruit of the tree of life. Truly it is not good for a man to be alone. Thank God for woman. O Mary, conceived without sin, our mother and helper in all things, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.